Taking some time to check in with ourselves and inquire what posture we need to be in for practice today. Is it standing, sitting, lying down? What do you need? And making whatever adjustments you might need to make that posture comfortable and alert. And connect with your intentions for being here and for practicing together today. What brings you here? Why are you bothering? Often, what's important for us in any given moment is important in the wider field of our lives. And you might check that. That it might be something we deeply value, like kindness, care, peace, balance, seeing clearly, knowing the truth, being appreciative, joyful. And as we begin to pay attention, we can let these heartfelt values guide us. Guide us to be here in presence with a friendly interest. What is arising? And connect as you're ready with the breathing, some nice full deep breaths. Letting the body be soaked with the breathing, letting it wash through. And really notice how that lovely out-breath just soothes and helps us to relax and release. Let go of any tight spots in the body, in the heart and mind. And we can notice too how energizing and nourishing and life-giving, heart-opening the in-breath is. Lifts the chest and the heart. Letting breathing subside and be just as it is as you're ready. And noticing where it's easy, letting the attention rest there. And if it helps you to keep the heart open and soft, you might find it helpful to feel the breath in the heart area. So you could still be feeling it in the belly, but include the heart. Or you might be feeling the breath through the face, the nostrils, but include the heart. if that makes sense to you and feels helpful. And we might help ourselves a little more by just loosening the jaw, so a little bit of space between the back teeth. Gently bringing attention back to breathing, to body, the heart, as it wanders. Again and again and again. Noting experiences that need noting, letting others just move through. Remembering again what you truly value, what opens your heart, letting it inform this dedication to paying attention through breathing in the present moment. Hand to the heart or elsewhere as the need calls. And bringing to mind some person or place or object that really makes you smile. When you think of this, the heart just opens in a smile. The smile spontaneously starts to appear at the corners of your eyes and lips. And feel into the appreciation of this being or this place, this object that you love. And just breathe into that with the smile. And as you're ready to help the smile inform our practice, keeping us embodied and the heart open, as you feel ready, calling forth yet something else that you love dearly, an object, a place you like to be, an activity, a person, whatever just spontaneously pops to mind. Appreciate it, smile into it, breathe into the smile. And as you're ready, letting something else that you truly love, you like, it makes you smile, holding it in mind as you breathe, smile into it. Feel the breath through the heart area, perhaps. And as we continue to practice, calling forth whatever you love, feel into the appreciation with the smile and the breathing through the heart. Letting these things in our lives, these blessings, letting them nourish us. Smiling into our many blessings. Mind gets too busy and wandering, just really reconnect with body and breathing. Perhaps the breath through the heart with the smile. Just keep it really simple. letting what we love inform and bring us into presence, brighten and gladden the heart mind, give ease to the body. Include simple things that give delight. A favorite food, dish, place to sit, to walk. Your happy sweater. And as you're ready, just letting all of these many blessings, just let them all be. And just feel into body and breathing. And noticing any benefits from the practice or any struggles. Bringing kindness and care to whatever your experience is. And feeling into the body and the breathing, and listening to the bells to the end to finish.